Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'm pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And we'll have more information on that at the end of the program, obviously. But also want to invite you to check us out on our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can link to our home church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, there as well. And also got some other information there. We're going to be hitting on a few things here today. So let's go ahead and open our program with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Pray that you would bless the program. Use it for your glory. Help us to point people that are searching to Christ. Help us to encourage people that are serving you and walking with you. Help us to be encouraged in your word, Lord. And we see the things that are happening in the world around us, Lord. Help us, give us more incentive to do the right thing and to be a witness and testimony for you in these latter days. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And it's what a beautiful day outside today it is. These are some of those, you know, absolutely gorgeous days that we get, you know, late summer going into the autumn here. And when we have these nice September days like today, I think it's in about 80 degrees or so out when I came in. It was in the 70s when I left my house, and just sort of this clouds are kind of moving in a little bit, I guess, but depending where you're at, sort of overcast or sort of partly cloudy or whatever, but just a beautiful day, and leaves are starting to change little by little, but anyway, it's such a dry summer. I don't know if we're going to get much color out of them, but things are moving along slowly out there, and before you know it, we'll all be complaining about the cold, I guess. But in the meanwhile, this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us be glad and rejoice in it. Hope you'll stick with us here this afternoon. Appreciate Pastor Lutz and his program in the last half hour. And then, of course, Pastor Rusnak will be coming up in the next half hour at 2 o'clock. Hope you all stay tuned for that as well. But sandwiched in between the two of them, you got me. And so we're going to take a look at a few things. Let's see, I had to make some notes because I got a lot of stuff I want to cover here today. And let's see, two things coming up on this coming Sunday. Actually, three things this Sunday that I want to touch on. And let's see, in no particular order of importance, September 17th, this coming Sunday. I'm sorry, not September 17th, September 18th, this coming Sunday, is the 75th anniversary of the United States Air Force. And as an Air Force veteran, I certainly feel obligated to make some mention of that. We'll probably be talking about that on the program Sunday night a little bit, but it is the anniversary. If you've ever been to the Air Force Museum down at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in just below or outside of Dayton, Ohio, they're having a special celebration, I guess, special exhibit going on right now for the 75th anniversary of the United States Air Force. Air Force was set up as its own independent branch of the military. Before that had been the Army Air Forces, and then that date was September 18th, 1947. So certainly salute all Air Force veterans and active duty veterans, Air Force Reserve and Reserve and Guard that's out there. And if you can get down to the Air Force Museum in Dayton at Wright-Patterson, it'd be a great time to do that. All right. Now, moving from that, it's also the anniversary of our church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church. And it's our 40th anniversary. And that will be, of course, we're celebrating that this Sunday, September 18th. And we are inviting you, if you're not going to church anywhere and you would like to come out and visit, this would be a great time to visit us. And we are located in Richfield, Ohio. We're located in a small commercial plaza, and it's at 4174 Wheatley Road. That's 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200, and it's right near where Interstate 77 and 271 kind of all come together there. Wheatley Road and Brecksville Road, State Route 21. It's all in that area. You can find us very easily. And we are having a special service this Sunday. We have Eric Howitt, and many of our listeners have heard him, enjoy him singing. He has been with us for a number of years on our anniversary service. He will be with us again this year. He will be providing some special music during the morning service. And then we have a dinner plan, a fellowship and dinner plan for Sunday after the morning service at 12:30. I know we have some people who are planning on visiting us during that time. They've got their own church beforehand. And then at 12:30, like I said, they have dinner. And then following the dinner, probably around about 2 o'clock, Eric Howitt is going to be singing for us again. He'll provide like a little mini concert for us. And then after he is done, just usually people sit around and fellowship for a while, enjoy some of the leftovers from the dinner earlier, and we probably be there until about at least 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, sometimes later. And we are not having our usual evening service this coming Sunday because of everything we'll be doing all morning and all afternoon. So that's this coming Sunday the 18th, and our church's anniversary dinner. Certainly invite you to come out there for that. All right. Well, what else is coming up on Sunday? Sunday also happens to be the deadline for you to be able to get comments into the State Board of Education. And you say, what do I want to send comments to the State Board of Education about? Well, there's a variety of things. And this one right here in particular is to protect Ohio children. Some of you heard about some of this on some other programs, and also it's been discussed over on our sister station 1420, The Answer, on different programs. But we have a resolution that's being put forward by State Board of Education member Brendan Shea. And this is a resolution to support parents, schools, and districts in rejecting harmful, coercive, and burdensome gender identity policies. Now, I'm not going to go into this in a lot of detail right now, but if you'll go to our website, livewithpastoral.com, that's livewithpastoral.com, at our website, you will find a link to this, and along with that link, you'll be able to see information on how you can send some comments into the State Board of Education. Now, the reason I mention this today is because the comments must be in by Sunday afternoon. I believe the deadline for comments to be received is 5 o'clock in the Sunday, and there are instructions on the link. Just follow the link. Just go to our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and when you're there, you will see the link that takes you to a page that says "Protect Ohio Children, Stop Indoctrination in Schools." And when you click on that link, that'll take you to everything you need to know and how to send some information out. It gives you a breakdown of why the resolution is being submitted, but basically this has to do with the changing and the resolutions of the U.S. Department of Education and recommendations and all on Title IX and gender affirmation and pronouns and allowing a man or a boy in school who feels like he's a girl today to go use the women's restroom facilities and locker facilities, and then tomorrow if he feels like a guy again, he can go back to the men's room and the men's locker facilities and all that. It deals with a lot of that, and this resolution is up in the State Board of Education right now. They need to hear from you. If you've been following any of these instances here, there are things that are worth fighting for, and I believe this is one of them, fighting for our children, and we just cannot condone the State Board of Education denying the reality of biological sex. You are born either XX or XY with your chromosome. If you're XX, it doesn't matter how you feel about it or how you make yourself look, you are female. Biological fact, and yes, I am a biologist. I was a biology major in college, so I can address that. Some people say, "Oh, I'm not a science major. I'm not a biologist. I can't speak to that." Well, I can. And if you have an XX chromosome, you are female, no matter what you feel like, no matter what you look like. If you have an XY chromosome, you are male. It's a biological reality, no matter what you think or what you feel or what you say or how you act or dress. You are male because you have the XY chromosome. And so information here that I have on our website, livewithpastoral.com, that's livewithpastoral.com. You can link to this, and it gives you suggestions and things and links on how to put together a written comment that you can email to the State Board of Education. So let me encourage you to do that, and just go to our website, livewithpastoral.com, click on the link to Protect Ohio Children, Stop Indoctrination in the Schools, and just follow the instructions that are there. It's pretty self-explanatory, and take a step standing for our children here in the state of Ohio, and standing up for what's right. That's the other part of that. Well, okay, that's three things for this Sunday. Air Force anniversary, our church anniversary, and deadline to submit comments on the Protect Our Ohio Children resolution. Whew. Well, I went through all of that. Now I can get to what I want to talk about today. And I was watching something recently this past week, and an interesting video was shown, and as I was watching the video, there was a guy that was speaking, and let me jump over here where I can call up this guy, Professor Richard A. Werner. And Richard Werner, though he's born in Germany, he actually is a professor in England, and he is at the University of Oxford. He's an economist, and he is a university professor in banking and finance, and he's also a founding chair of Local First, a community interest company establishing not-for-profit community banks in the UK, and knows a thing or two about economics, about banking in Europe in particular. And giving this background here, until February of 2019, Professor Werner was for many years a member of the European Central Bank Shadow Committee. And while he was there in 2008, he founded and was a director of the Center for Banking, Finance, and Sustainable Development. And it's just on and on and on. What I'm trying to establish here is this guy's got credentials. He's not some just a right-wing wacko extremist nut that heard something, read something, and flew off on a tangent. This is a guy that's been around central banking in Europe. This is a guy that understands international banking and economics. He teaches it. He's a university professor dealing with these things. He has had real-world experience with some of these things, and he was talking about something that we have coming up. If you've heard of these things, they're central bank digital currencies, CDBCs, and the central or CBDCs, central bank digital currencies. And this is different than the regular cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and things like that that you may have heard about. And these are efforts whereby various governments around the world, I believe there's about 105 countries right now that are exploring or have already introduced these CBDCs. And the United States is another country that's looking at this. We, of course, had a presidential executive order, executive order 14067 on March the 9th. 2022, signed by Joe Biden. And this is an executive order titled Ensuring Responsible Development of Digital Assets, which basically calls for the investigation looking into and the establishment of a central bank digital currency here in the United States. And we're not going to discuss everything in the order, but I do want to look at some things in the Bible that relate to this. But to give us a feel for what these CBDCs are going to be like, I've got an audio clip of Professor Werner at a recent science conference in Amsterdam. I think it was back in August of this year. And he was discussing these CBDCs, and he had these comments to say.
The nature of this CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that.
Right.
But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like. He saw it. He was invited to one of the old central banks in Europe that are very much promoting this. And they showed him. And, you know, he's a top, executive director of another central bank in Europe. And there's no reason to believe that he was telling me a story. And he was around this large and would be implanted under your skin. So that is the plan.
Right.
And of course, that has other implications on top of what we've mentioned, on top of the control aspects, because that actually enters your body. In my view, violates human dignity and can be then used for even in terms of functionality beyond the monetary and economic transaction purposes. So highly dangerous and definitely something we have to oppose.
You know, when you listen to what he said, he talked about seeing the CBDC, and he held up his fingers and, just to indicate something small and saying being put under your skin. And when he made this statement about it being put under your skin, he kind of gestured with his hand, one hand towards his other hand, as if it was going to be implanted under the skin of your hand. And this is rather interesting because let me read something to you from the Bible here. In the Bible, in Revelation chapter 13, We read something that is going to happen during the tribulation period. Now, we're not in the tribulation period right now. The tribulation period cannot begin until after the catching away of the believers, otherwise known as the rapture of the church. And after that, a period of time that the prophet Daniel in the Old Testament refers to as a period of 70 weeks of years, and you can read about that in Daniel chapter 9, we're in a holding pattern, a parenthesis between the 69th and the 70th week. Well, the 7 years of the tribulation period represent that 70th week of years. And that's a time of judgment that comes on the world for rejecting Christ, but specifically dealing with the Jewish people so that they will come to recognize their Messiah and that Jesus can return and set up his millennial reign here on earth. Now, I know it covered a lot of stuff right there, but just to give you the background. So when the church, the believers are caught up out of the world, an individual known as the Antichrist will come to power. And in Revelation chapter 13, we're talking about the Antichrist and another individual called the false prophet who goes along with the Antichrist, kind of ties up the world's religions together and everything. And as we're reading about this in Revelation chapter 13, it's about the midpoint of the tribulation period, about 3.5 years into it. And it says this right here in verse number 16, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save that he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 600, 66. Now a score is 20, so 60 would be 60, so that's the infamous 666, 666. And it doesn't mean everybody's going to have a 666 and that's all. We have this indication of a central bank digital currency that is being introduced around the world, central banks doing this. And here's the concern, and Professor Warner points this out. He said this: central banks are now in the process of consolidating their powers. They wish to get rid of competition in the form of paper money or bank credit. They're driving both cash and bank credit out of business through their negative interest rates, which are not designed to stimulate the economy. Does any of this sound familiar? But to create deflation and further havoc. Havoc that they intend to instrumentalize to accelerate their goal of becoming the complete masters of our lives by allowing only digital currency that they issue and control, and that they can monitor in terms of all transactions. They can switch off, for instance, some pesky dissident citizens that criticizes them too much. On this road to Orwellian totalitarianism by the central planners at the central banks is only a small further step to argue that the little chips on our digital cash cards would be safer, in the name of combating crime again, if one embedded them under the skin of our right hands or our foreheads. And I think Dr. Warner nails it pretty correctly there. You see, the things that we are seeing are the setup. And Jesus said in Luke chapter 21, when you see these things begin to happen, meaning the things that are taking place or will be taking place during the tribulation period. So when you see these things begin to happen, we should look up, for our redemption draweth nigh, meaning that he's returning back for us. If you know Christ as your Savior, this should excite you in the sense that this is evidence that Jesus said we ought to be looking up. He's coming for us soon. I don't know when. I'm not going to name a date, but we're getting sooner. And people like us, like you, like me, if you believe like I do, have been named by the President of the United States, we talked about this last week, as essentially enemies of democracy, or as I prefer to put it, enemies of the state, is basically what they're saying. Even right here in Ohio, we have a candidate for state senator who recently made another comment talking about needing to get rid of people like this, and I've got an audio clip for that. We'll play that here. This is candidate Tim Ryan, who wants to be your state senator in Ohio.
Some of those answers will come from Republicans. It's not the extremists that we're dealing with every single day. We've got to kill and confront that movement. We've got to kill and confront that movement.
Did you catch what he said there? We've got to kill and confront that movement. Let me go back to what Professor Warner said, that this digital currency, where we can monitor in real time all transactions, they can switch off if, for instance, some pesky dissident citizens criticizes them too much. Dissident criticizes them too much. And think of this: with these CBDCs, every single unit. Can you imagine if they could track every penny that you spend, when and where you spend it, what you spend it on, and all of that? Well, they'll be able to do that with the individual units of these CBDCs. Makes you wonder why they have 87,000 tax or IRS agents in the works. They need somebody to monitor all of that money. They'll be able to monitor every transaction. You know that major credit cards like MasterCard and Visa are now starting to make lists and compile lists of you, of people who buy firearms, or even talk about expanding that to ammunition. You know, they're making lists and they're checking it twice, to, as the song says, to find out who's naughty or nice. If you're not with them, you're naughty, you're not nice. And it will be in their power to freeze your assets so that you cannot buy or sell unless you submit. And this is the road to what we see during Revelation chapter 13, the coming mark of the beast, where no man can buy or sell save you have that mark. It won't happen accidentally. You'll have to swear allegiance. We don't have time to get into it, but chapter 14 in Revelation says that they'll worship the beast in order to get that mark. You won't wake up with it suddenly stamped on your forehead or stuck under your skin of your hand. you're going to have to submit and worship him. Worship Christ instead. If you haven't trusted Christ as your Savior, now's the time to do it. Trust Christ. Thanks for listening. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com, read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoll.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.